Correct. And when you look at the evaluations that were provided there, and that was based upon the drilling we had done on Cerro Caliche from 2018 to 2022, and that was a grand total of 498 holes and 550,000 meters of drilling. Or sorry, 55,000 meters of drilling, not, a little overboard there. And so the next phase of drilling will yield about the same amount of meters. We're looking at a 50,000 meter drilling program.
We were very pleased to announce a fully funded $11 million non-brokered private placement, which means there are no fees involved. And the insiders, we're contributing about 30%, I think, 25, 30% of the funds, and the rest are from sophisticated investors. So we're really happy with that. And it's dedicated to the drilling. We've always been very clear, it's beyond our control, but to the best of our belief. And Ken and his team have worked vigorously to get that completed. So I think, what we're doing here is appropriate, the right time. And when it gets recognized by the shareholders as to why we're doing it, and that in fact, if we are successful in expanding and doubling and tripling the resource, because at the moment, it's based upon just 30% of the original Cerro Caliche. So if you put all those factors into play, what this will mean, as Ken had mentioned, is that not only are you going to have a higher level of production, 50, 60,000 ounces of gold a year, but you could well increase that if the drilling results are outstanding. And I think the way the engineering is being done, it would allow us to do that.
Ken and John, Sonora Gold, good afternoon to you guys. How are you?
Doing pretty good. And how are you, Andy?
I'm doing really well. Full disclosure, Sonora Gold is a sponsor to naturalresourcestocks.net, and I am an investor, and I have participated in a private placement, and I have a warrant. So, Ken, let's start with you. It was really exciting for me. You came out with a PEA. This has been about 30 days ago. Tell me about that and the significance about it.
Well, Andy, in a snapshot, the PEA was done on the basis of $3,500 an ounce gold price, $48 silver, and that was a base case, and it yielded a very substantial internal rate of return and a net present value, $360 million US, which translates into well over half a billion dollars Canadian, and we're currently trading at under 100,000. What is it? About $100,000 Canadian, and so. On the basis of the internal rate of return after taxes, over 50%. So that's really substantial. But what was intriguing as well was when the PEA was produced, the price of gold was over $5,000. And the net present value in American dollars was around 800, over $800 million. And that's before tax, which translates into over $1 billion Canadian. So there's a big substantial difference in the valuation that the market is providing us with a share price of 25, 26 cents a share versus the value that the PEA is substantiating for the resource itself. So we're looking forward to one day. The investing community will wake up and realize that this company is so undervalued that it's a must buy. On the other hand, we are continuing with the progression of the company from just what we are showing there in the PEA as far as resource is concerned. And the idea is, and we're going to be talking about that in this conversation today, we're going to be talking about increasing the size of the resource. And so I'm sure you have some questions on that as well.
Yeah, well, I want to get to that, but let me first talk a little bit about value. Everybody really sold off. The market sold off, as you guys are aware, in February and March. And I would say I was sold about 30% of my positions in my own portfolio just to lock in some profits. But now I find this with these valuations, they're back to being stupid again. That's how I say it. So, and I'm just, again, just to all my viewers and listeners, I just create my own shopping list. I've created my own shopping list and just buying where I see a lot of value. And that's really where Sonora Gold's at, correct, Ken?
That is correct. And when you look at the valuations that were provided there, and that was based upon the drilling we had done on Cerro Caliche from 2018 to 2022, and that was a grand total of 498 holes and 550,000 meters of drilling. Or sorry, 55,000 meters of drilling, not, a little overboard there. And so the next phase of drilling will yield about the same amount of meters. We're looking at a 50,000 meter drilling program. Now, when you look at the original 55,000 meters of drilling, we're showing approximately 800,000 ounces of mineable ounces, so over 500,000 actually recovered ounces. And you're looking at doing another drill program, which will duplicate the amount of meters to be drilled. I think there's a good potential for us to increase the size of that resource. And
I would
so,
say so. Go ahead.
working on the basis, working on the premise that there's a size of the increasing the size of the resource will yield in several factors. One is increasing the throughput on a daily basis and for the mine, which is currently 16,000 tons per day projected. And secondly, could increase the life of the mine. And thirdly, could increase both and the life of mine and the throughput. So that would be, in my opinion, that would be probably the most likely outcome.
Excellent. So, John, talk to me about, you just had some news just hit the wire today. You guys are doing another raise, and I mean that's great, and it's going into drilling. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Correct. Yeah, we were very pleased to announce a fully funded $11 million non-brokered private placement, which means there are no fees involved. And the insiders, we're contributing about 30%, I think, 25, 30% of the funds. And the rest are from sophisticated investors. So we're really happy with that. And it's dedicated to the drilling. And if you look at the map that's attached to the news release, it will actually show where the drilling is planned. And sometimes a visual is much easier than words. So, as Ken mentioned, we were really encouraged by the PEA and the results. We had taken the opportunity to acquire the land immediately to the north of us because of the belief, based on previous work, that's where the trends go. So, we felt that we would do two things at once, which is relatively easy. We continue to press ahead to go to production. That's not changed. That is our objective, to go to production. And with all of the values that are coming through, and as Ken mentioned, based upon 30% of the resource within the original concession, it shows a very handsome return. And so we took the view that while our shareholders are patient, and that's been seen in our share price, the stability is there all the time. Yes, it came off, as you said, in February, it's starting to move back up again. So we know it. While they're patient, we have to do something for the shareholders. So we felt it's in the shareholders' best interest that we conduct a drilling program strategically located while concurrently moving ahead with production, our application for production. When it comes through, we'll be ready to go. But in the meanwhile, what the shareholders can look forward to, I believe, will be a series of drill hole results that hopefully be successful. We're going into areas of known mineralization where we believe it does have gold and silver. And that will be in the best interest of all parties. So yes, there's an element of dilution, but the upside benefit is clear. And when
Significant.
it comes to dilution, I just mentioned that the insiders, because of their large position, we share the same dilution as everybody else. So we look at this commercially, strategically, that this is the right time to do it, because once we start moving into production, the focus will be away from drilling. But in the meanwhile, we've raised the money. We expect it to close within 2 weeks. And I think Ken can probably confirm that the drill is ready to go.
The drill is ready to go, and we've been working on preparing the roads and the drill pads for the drill to get underway. In fact, we'll probably end up with two drill rigs in due course as well. And so, once again, as John mentioned, the focus has been on getting the MIA approved, and we've been working in that diligently for a long time, as all of our investors know. But at the same time, it's going to be several months before any kind of new production could occur. Anyhow, it's going to take from the time we get the MIA approved until we start construction will be 3 to 4 months. And then from start of construction will be another 8 to 12 months. So we're a year and a half from starting cash flow, at least in the Cerro Caliche project. Now, in the meantime, we have to take advantage of this high gold price. It may go higher. We all believe, I believe that it's going to go higher. But in the meantime, take advantage of it. And so the way to do that is drill, baby, and get in there and increase the size of that resource. And hopefully, in the next edition of the PEA or pre-feasibility study, we're going to be looking at a more substantial project as well. And although it is substantial enough at this point in time, with a 50% internal rate of return after tax at a $3,500 gold price, that's a robust looking project, and it can only get better.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that. Talk to me a little bit about what kind of mine this would be. Is this all open pittable? And also talk about a little bit about how deep are you going with the drill. If it's it should be relatively shallow, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, it is relatively shallow. Absolutely. If you look at the 498 drill holes that have already been accomplished on the property there, the average length of hole is 110 meters, 45 degree dip. That means that the true depth is an average of about 70 to 80 meters. And the reason for that is very simple. We did not want to take the high risk of going for the high grade potential underground at the Cerro Caliche project when we started drilling, and we stuck to our guns there. We have done the occasional drill hole down deeper to test whether it's oxide further down, and the answer is we've drilled to 200 meters plus, and it's all in oxide.
That's
So
great.
this is a great mine plan for us to be able to continue drilling. First of all, at the shallow level, and we'll do the occasional hole in areas where we see evidence of a potential underground type of resource. We will drill deeper. There's no doubt about that. But right now, the most important focus for us is to increase the overall size of the resource. And now, with the addition of the extension to the north and the extension to the south, and we know that mineralization actually continues on to these two zones, then the focus for us will be on with 50,000 meters of drilling, it will be to really enhance the size of that resource. And we believe that over the coming year, we should be able to do most of that 50,000 meters.
Excellent. John, comment about a little bit about just the plan here. And I heard the plan from Ken, but just what you can comment about the plan really going to the end of the year, drilling and getting approved, potentially getting approved. Comment about that, as well as comment about any news that you can talk about that should be hitting the wire. I'm assuming there'll be drill results in the next 60 to 90 days or so, but talk to me about that.
Well, those are three good questions. As to the drilling results, I'm sure they come out on a regular basis. And I think when you look at the map to see where they're located, we are optimistic that they're going to be good results. In terms of the timing of the MIA, one of the issues we get into is people ask us when, and we sort of get caught up with trying to give an honest answer. And then that gets turned around and say, well, you said it would. We've always been very clear. It's beyond our control, but to the best of our belief. And Ken and his team have worked vigorously to get that completed. So I think what we're doing here is appropriate at the right time. And when it gets recognized by the shareholders as to why we're doing it, and that in fact, if we are successful in expanding and doubling and tripling the resource, because at the moment it's based upon just 30% of the original Cerro Caliche. So if you put all those factors into play, what this will mean, as Ken had mentioned, is that not only are you going to have a higher level of production, 50, 60,000 ounces of gold a year, but you could well increase that if the drilling results are outstanding. And I think the way the engineering is being done, it would allow us to do that. And of course, the other part is to extend the life of the mine. So we then move from being a developing company into being a producer with actually a very attractive resource, we would hope. And that will enable us to talk to more institutional type of investors. You know, we have a very, you know, solid European base. They're always with us, but they're not participating in this current financing. It's because it's a big quick financing, it's fully funded. And our participation as insiders is a demonstration to our shareholders that we are fully committed to the company. And we do that by putting our own money in.
If I may borrow an expression from the oil patch, we are not wildcatting with this proposed drilling program. Every single one of these holes that have been plotted on the map that we've attached to the news release have been assessed. There is evidence of mineralization in each one of these zones, and in fact, a lot of drilling in some of the areas of the northern extension, which demonstrate to us that that the expectation of mineralization continuing there is extremely high.
Yeah, excellent. So, John, comment a little bit about who's around you. And that's a question I always get, not specifically to you guys, but just with other junior companies, exploration and developer companies, who's around you?
Highlander Silver, they took over the Mercedes mine recently, and I'm expecting them to be good neighbors to have. They're to our southeast on the same structure as the Cerro Caliche project. And to the north, we're abutting the extension to the north that we recently acquired is abutting the southern end of the Agnico Eagle's San Diego Tourist project. So we're in good country, our good neighbors there, and it's turning into a what I consider to be one of the larger new mining districts in Mexico.
It really is. It
Oh
really
yeah, and we're right at the heart of it. Cerro Caliche is right at the heart of it because we're
You're on the
right in the
fairway,
middle of this
as they
district.
say in golf. Yeah. John, any parting thoughts from you, really for the next 30 days or so? Yeah, give me those.
Well, we always anticipate news coming out. We are forever looking for opportunities, and that's as far as I can say. We're not going to wander anywhere away from where we are. We're not going to be looking at different countries or different commodities, etc. We're Mexican focused. We're in this particular area, and as Ken said, and you've acknowledged, it's becoming very much an area play. And when we look at the potential that we have within our property and the northern extension, I think we're going to get more and more people recognizing that this is not just another junior type play. It could be really quite large.
Yeah. So if people want to buy you, trade you, what stock exchanges are you traded on? What's your ticker symbols? And give me your website and I'll put all of this in the show notes, both on YouTube as well as Apple and Spotify.
Well, the TSX venture, we SGO in
On the OTCQB, we're trading under the symbol SMOFF. And of course, we're trading on the Frankfurt Exchange, the Berlin Exchange, and the German and European investors can buy on the Frankfurt Exchange.
Excellent. I'll put all of this in the show notes, both on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify. Gentlemen, I want to thank you so much. It's always a pleasure seeing you. And also, we're going to see you guys in Atlanta. To all my friends in Atlanta, all the investors that are coming to Atlanta, you need to check out Sonora Gold. And you already do have a good base here in Atlanta. A lot of the gentlemen here that I know bought you. I know that for a fact. So, looking forward to seeing you in Atlanta.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you very much, Andy. Looking forward to getting together in Atlanta in a few weeks. See you
Yeah,
soon.
I look forward to seeing you both.
Bye.